Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone, and we're here again in the clinic, and Fiona is back to do what she does best, being the guinea pig.
Yes, it's been a while, I feel, since we've actually guinea-pigged me for anything, and to be honest, I'm absolutely shitting myself about this one, because we're going to be doing some old therapy, which, full disclosure, I did about 10, maybe more years ago when it first arrived in this country, and it fucking hurts. So is it going to be any different today, Mariam?
You know what? It is going to hurt. I can't say that it won't. I always tell my patients there are 3 negative P's with all therapy. One is that it's painful. You have to be pre-medicated with, I usually give my patients 1,000 milligrams of paracetamol and 400 milligrams of ibuprofen, about 45 minutes to an hour beforehand. Then I tell them they need to be patient. This is a process where you have ultrasound energy going beneath the skin surface and trying to rebuild and boost collagen production. Tighten the deep layers underneath the skin surface. And so you have to be patient. It doesn't work immediately. Some people think that they look better immediately, but in fact, you have to wait at least 3 months. 3 to 6 months, it's still working.
And so after how long do I see an effect?
So usually, you know, it starts around 12 weeks when you start seeing that tightening effect.
Okay.
Some people think it starts earlier and then you kind of forget about it by that point because it's been 3 months. But when you compare what you had before to what you have today, it will make, you know, what you have in the future, it will make a difference. We'll take some pictures today too. And then the last P is that it's pricey. It's an expensive treatment to have done. So, you know,
at this point, I'd pay you not to do it to me, quite frankly.
But, you know, it's a really great treatment. I find it particularly useful on the jawline and the neck. So it's a treatment where you can help with the jowling and that excess skin laxity. You can do it on the brows to give an elevation in the brow area. You can also do it on the décolletage. I've done it with success on the knees and elbows and the arms and the areas underneath the bum as well, the banana rolls. So it's a really interesting treatment. I have myself have done it. I did it when I was 40 and I did it again when I was 45. So I always say it's a nice one-off treatment, but
one-off would be really, really good. One-off 10 years ago, I'm thinking would be really, how many times have I put this off?
Oh my God, it's been a long time in coming,
yeah.
But
I'm doing it for all of you out there because that's the kind of girl I am.
Thanks, V.
Yeah, read my face. How am I looking? Happy?
You're smiling.
I'm smiling, but look at my eyes. They're crying. I'm crying inside.
You actually look really happy.
I'm frightened, but that's worth knowing. And I think I've been really nervy since last night about it.
I'm sorry.
I'm kind of exhausted. I feel like I haven't slept. But I think, you know, hey, so there are so many nice things that I do for the guinea pig. So I'm prepared to do something painful just to let everybody know what it's like.
So hopefully it won't be as painful as you anticipate it to be.
Yeah.
I do try and scare people so that, you know, it's hopefully they're more pleasantly surprised than horribly horrified, you know. So I usually say that it feels a little bit like every once in a while you're getting an electric shock, you know, but
and then do people have different pain thresholds?
They do. It's amazing. Some people, I haven't done it frequently. There's a few people that have taken no painkillers and have this treatment done. I think probably I've had 5 people in all this time do that, which is, for me, unbearable, but, you know, that's pretty amazing. I often do them also when I'm doing my blepharoplasty. Sometimes people want a little bit of they're not ready for a lower facelift, or they, you know, this is a great alternative, or pre having something more substantial, or afterwards, if you start to have a little bit of sagging, then you might want to have a treatment like this, because it's never going to replace a surgical treatment or a surgical lower facelift or a neck lift, but it will help in terms of when you have that early skin laxity. If it's more than a centimeter, then it's probably more of a surgical treatment versus all therapy.
So I'm much older than you, as we know. I'm 58, and I've had a lower facelift, and my neck's never been great before or after, really. I mean, it's better than it was. Couldn't have been worse.
No, that's good.
But it's my neck is my bad area, crepey. The lines run across. You could row a boat through them. It's just not my favorite area. And so let's see what happens. And well, I'm quite curious. I'm going out tonight. Am I going to look like a freak?
No. So the nice bit about this treatment is that there is really relatively no downtime whatsoever. So while it's uncomfortable, while you might have the first half of it is when it's uncomfortable, you don't have any residual
bruising, marking, swelling,
yes, you
redness,
shouldn't really have any
et cetera.
Of that. You're a little bit flushed for about a half an hour afterwards. Your skin might be a little bit pink because there's heat that's being, you know, transmitted to your skin. And you may have a little bit of swelling. Most people don't have a substantial swelling, nothing that somebody else would notice. Perhaps you might notice. The thing that people do feel is that afterwards is, you know, if they are washing their face or putting their skincare on, they can feel it the next day. Kind of like when you've had a workout, you're like, ooh, I can feel like there's something that happened there.
It's been a while. Mariam, quick question. A, have you got any opium? B, in the absence of opium, have you got any gas and air? Because if I start screaming, I just want some gas and air. I just want to know, if it gets painful, is there something that you would do, like when I'm at the dentist's and I have a really nice time floating around?
So we do not have gas and air here. Some clinics do. I usually take a break. No whiskey hidden in my drawers.
Tequila.
No, but if you'd like, I can have someone go run out and get some for you.
No, fuck it. Let's get on with it. Should we just do it? I'm lying on the bed now. I'm more worried about the fact that my dress keeps popping open than anything else, to be honest. Like, have I put weight on? Oh, God. I think, because I can't see myself, that Mariam has been drawing on my face.
I drew a bunch of lines on your face, and now I am putting some ultrasound gel. We're going to start with the face, and if we tolerate enough, we're going to go down to the neck as well. So the humming that you hear in the background right now, that's the Althera machine.
And the... That's me lying on the bed, okay?
That's the dog that we have in the room right now.
Yeah, the dog.
But actually, a lot of patients would be listening to a podcast, for instance, or music, exactly, or something. I try and chat with everybody just to make the time go a little bit faster. We're not going to record the whole thing, but it takes about an hour to do a treatment, a little bit more if you're doing the face and the neck. Are you okay, Fee?
Ask me that in 5 minutes.
Breathe in, and we're about to get started. So how are you doing?
That is nothing. Well, I mean, unless it's going to get worse, but that's nothing like what I remember.
Okay, good.
I feel like little... I'm going to say this and laugh. I feel like lots of little pricks, ow, are going into my face.
There will be areas that are a little bit more sensitive than others, and you will feel that.
It's a little bit like lots of little electric shocks.
I do move around quite a bit. Basically, there's 2 parts to this. I do one with this handpiece that is quite deep, and then the second one is lighter. There will be areas that are like a little bit more sensitive than other areas, particularly along the jawline and as you get closer to the ear.
So you're running your machine kind of from the inside near my kind of middle of my face, near my nose, out to the outside of my face, essentially, you know?
So I'm doing it in different ways. Sometimes we get little pockets of what's called jowling, just lateral to and lower to the lips. So like along the jawline, maybe a centimeter down, you can see sometimes, it's called jowling, a little bit of extra skin fat in that area. And so I'm focusing on that area and I'm going in different vectors to try and help elevate that.
How is my jowling on the 1 to 10 of jowling?
A 2. I've always thought you've had a good jawline.
Thank you. It hurts when you get to the outside, towards the ears.
Yes, exactly.
That side of the face.
That's exactly where it hurts the most. It's the fact that we're going to do so many of these. We're going to deliver so much energy in this area. Sometimes people ask me what the difference is between this and something like a radio frequency, and they're really different, to be fair. Radio frequency is bulk heating beneath the skin surface to tighten and also to help collagen production, whereas this is very pinpoint, focalized areas of ultrasound that penetrate beneath the skin surface. Usually, this one is hopefully at the SMAS level, which is much deeper to help tighten that area.
SMAS. Yeah, talk me through like that? SMAS. That's an onomatopoeic word.
It's basically a structure beneath the skin surface. When you put this focalized areas of heat into them, it, one, stimulates tightness, because it is like heat, you know, it's like putting pinpoint area of heat there, then it also stimulates production of collagen as well. So it's a twofold area in which you're being treated right now.
Let's be honest about this. I'm not liking it, but then I didn't like having a baby, and you know, I got a lot of job satisfaction out of that. So.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure you're going to get the same satisfaction out of the Althera as your kids, but you know,
well, it doesn't answer back, right?
Nice thick men's skin works really beautifully on this. Having said that, men have a much harder time with discomfort than women do. So, you know, they are babies. By the way, you only had paracetamol. Fee did not take the ibuprofen, which also helps.
So. I didn't take the ibuprofen, folks, just so you know, not because I'm so brave, but because I had a shoulder operation a while ago and I was given ibuprofen, and you have to be really careful about how much you take if you do take ibuprofen, because it gave me stomach ulcers. Let me tell you about living with stomach ulcers. It's like having an accordion in your stomach.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
So if I get stressed, I think about those kind of like old-fashioned TV shows where people say, oh, my ulcers are playing up. But I lie in bed with stress and my stomach goes, and it's my ulcers. But I do take mastic gum when I remember, and that helps my ulcers. I can't believe I'm a woman who talks about having ulcers.
Well, like, it's better than my situation. Last night I was at a lovely dinner, and we're all getting old because we were talking about cholesterol medicine. And it was really horribly embarrassing. I was like, we have to find another topic of conversation. There were three men. All three of them have high cholesterol, probably familial, you know, had it all their life. And we're talking about this new treatment, injectable treatment. It's not so new anymore, but it's becoming more mainstream. But it really reduces your plaque and also reverses some plaque buildup.
You know what? I don't want to sound competitive, but I'm really old friends with Nigella Lawson. We're friends from like when we were 16 or 17. And we do this thing where we call each other up and we go, should we have an organ recital? Because it's all the things that we moan about that are like wrong with us. But I have really, really, really off-the-chart high cholesterol.
No, you do not.
I do. And I won't take the medication because I hate taking pills and shit so much. So I'd like to hear about that injection, because I just have a like limit to how many pills I'm prepared to stuff down my throat. So can this be preventative? Could I start this at 25?
So no, I wouldn't recommend this that early. So for myself, I started at 40. It's meant to last for a year. I did it again at 45. I don't like doing it when you have nothing, because to be fair, it's expensive, it's painful. I'm not a huge believer of just doing it for the sake of prevention. I don't believe in most things for prevention other than skincare. But you know, like I don't believe in having botulinum toxin before you have a line or a wrinkle. It just goes against my ethos. So if you have a little bit of skin laxity or an issue, then absolutely this is a great treatment. If you don't have it, well, I wouldn't bother doing this. I would wait and you know, until you have actually a symptom or a sign of skin laxity.
How much is this?
This is £4,250.
Jeez Louise.
Some people come in and they have a lot of skin laxity, and I try to tell them that it's not worth the effort or necessarily the price to have this done unless they really don't want to have surgery. So there are a very large subset of people, women, who do not want to have surgery in this area. And for them, we do treatments, even though they understand that they might not have as significant of a result as they might want to have. And I read something the other day that I think it's really important, is that sometimes you have to live with some minor imperfections for the greater harmony of the face. So, you know, if you're always striving for like a perfect everything, you're going to probably end up doing more than you need to, and the overall harmony of what you have might not necessarily look as good.
I just want to talk about the end of the last bit that we did on my neck, because that was really, really painful.
You're so nice to me despite the fact that of all the pain that I've caused you.
You think I'd be like when women scream at their husbands when they're giving birth, like, get the fuck away from me. It was really painful. It was just really painful. It felt like my neck was being bitten and bruised and punched, and it felt really painful. But to be fair,
most people don't do the face and the neck all in one go. Like, most people just do the lower face or the neck, and we are doing both on you because you're that extra strong,
special, empowered
woman.
Yeah, and I'm doing it for the sisterhood.
You
really
are, of course, for the Guinea Pig podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it for all of you out there. I feel okay. You know, that's what I would call a manageable pain. It's not fun. I wouldn't want to do it.
You didn't have fun with me?
More than once a year, but it's definitely doable. Well, it's sort of mentally, you're psyched because you know it's going to hurt. So you're trying to calm yourself. You know, there are more painful things, I'm sure, but it is quite painful. I said it's a 6 odd pain. And then it's an 8 on the sides of the neck.
I would agree.
8 to 9. It doesn't hurt now, and it's 2 minutes later.
Yeah, once it's done, it's not painful. Then you feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
Do you feel accomplished?
I do. I feel like I have a PhD in
Althera.
In Althera. But once again, I think, you know, this is like non-invasive in a way.
And totally non-invasive. So there's, you know, you're going to go out tonight and no one's going to know that you've had anything done.
Yeah, I would rather do this than a lot of the kind of other treatments that are out there. It's probably, you know, if I compare it to how I felt with, say, after threading, I felt threading in my forehead for weeks and weeks after I did it. You know, I felt a tenderness around where the threads had to dissolve. And I didn't love living with that. I just kind of, it was like a reminder that I'd done stuff. So, you know, this is painful for the hour that you do, but you forget it. And I'm ready for battle, Mariam.
You are ready.
So we should report back on this in, what do you think, 6 weeks?
Yeah, 3 months. 3 months.
Okay, so don't let us forget. And if anyone's got any questions, like, am I still alive? Or anything like that, just write in. And thanks for listening to me screaming for an hour, basically.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.